This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daryl Ryder, who's had one less beer than that, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. How are you today, Daryl? What's going on?
I know my life's enriched having just listened to that.
Tough act to follow. Daryl has a tough act to follow. Hey, I want to ask you, because there have been these various reports, multiple reports now, so the Browns are making it clear that this coaching search is going to be conducted by one John Dorsey. Is that a big sigh relief for you, and should it be for all Browns fans?
Well, I think it's the right way to go at this point for the Haslams. They've not had a lot of success when it comes to trying to find head coaches. Granted, a couple years ago when they employed the search firm Korn Ferry to get Hugh Jackson, he was their top choice, which was the first time in their ownership that they were actually able to get their top choice, because Rob Chudzinski was not, neither was Mike Pettine. So they can lean on, I wrote this last night, they can lean on John Dorsey's 30-plus years experience in the NFL. And the contacts that he's been able to develop, and the relationships as well. And also at the same time, too, along the lines of why they fired Hugh Jackson, the internal discord stuff, which has also been problematic from the moment they actually started hiring people. People just don't get along. So John Dorsey will have now the ability to find a coach that shares his vision, not only of how to build a team, but how to win on Sundays, and use the players that they're given to win on Sundays. So I think that this is nothing but positive for the Browns going forward.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the hotline, our Browns beat reporter. I just wonder how wide of a net is he going to cast here? Is this going to be as thorough and comprehensive as it gets, or is he just going to angle towards guys that he's either worked with or guys in close relations? Because I hope that's not the case. I hope he doesn't just go through this process and, you know, quickly hire a guy he's worked with before. I hope it's a little more thorough than that.
I'm sure it'll be thorough, but I'm also pretty sure that he's, you know, going to hire, or at least recommend to ownership that they hire someone that he knows and is comfortable with. That's how this business works, Anthony, in the National Football League, okay? So, that's why I kind of go through the trees at both Kansas City as well as Green Bay and guys that have rolled through both of those.
Yeah, I get that, Daryl. It's just that's not enough for me. And I think the Browns, this team, this organization deserves better than that. And I'm hopeful that'll be the case, because – you know, there are other good guys out there that, you know, quite possibly have never crossed paths with John Dorsey before. Think about how the Rams, and I know McVay, everybody's talking about McVay, and it's everyone wants to emulate that, but that's going to be easier said than done. But that wasn't a guy that had necessarily close ties with the people conducting the search there with the Rams.
Well, again, the Browns are in a little different situation. They can't find people that work together well. So I think it's in their best interest that Dorsey finds somebody that he knows, that he gets along with, to prevent some of these ancillary problems that get in the way with, what they're ultimately trying to accomplish, and that's win football games. So I think that that's ultimately when the dust settles here, that's what's going to happen, is he will recommend somebody that he's, familiar with. I don't see him, it doesn't mean that he actually had to have worked with that person, but it's going to be somebody that he does know, that he's done the homework on, that he's, been around or interacted with or whatever. I'll use Matt Campbell from Iowa State as an example. He's not worked with Matt Campbell directly, but he's worked with Matt Campbell indirectly from, scouting and going out there and watching that program and dealing with Campbell, dealing with Campbell's staffs, and seeing how that operation runs out there. So, again, it's not that it's somebody that he's had to have worked with before, but it is probably going to be somebody that he knows a great deal about.
What do you think is going to happen with Greg Williams in the whole process of this? Because I imagine they have to move fast, Daryl, because if you have potentially the Packers job opening up, potentially the Ravens, potentially the Cowboys, you're going to have to try to beat a lot of these teams to the punch, but you're also then going to have to make a decision on what you do with Greg Williams and whether that falls to the new head coach or whether that falls on John Dorsey. Like, who's making that exact call, or is that just left to be unwritten yet?
Gotta see. I mean, conventional wisdom says that Greg Williams will not be here next year. Because the head coach typically is given the latitude to pick his staff. So whomever they hire as the next head coach, I would venture a very reasonable guess that, you know, that person will make the determination whether or not Greg Williams stays as the defensive coordinator.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So, Daryl, how should Browns fans be watching this team the rest of the year? How critical do you think it is to rack up some wins, or do you not believe in that kind of momentum carries over from one year to the next thing?
No, I don't believe that momentum carries over, but probably they should start doing what the previous caller was doing, and that is drink heavily, because this is going to be a long, painful
Terrell.
End to this season. No, it is. I mean, Christian Kirksey's now on injured reserve. They're dropping like flies. This is what happens with the Cleveland Browns. Once they start losing games and the season blows up, players get hurt and they lose even more games because they just don't have the bodies to keep up. And it's unfortunate, but this is how it goes in Cleveland. They've already lost four straight. They've played one of the most difficult schedules in the NFL this season alone. They've already played four first games against first-place teams. They got another one going. They're playing a couple of hot teams. Atlanta's won three straight. The Texans have won six straight. So this is going to be very, very difficult on Greg Williams to keep this thing afloat. They'll play hard. There's no question about that. The players are playing for pride at this point. The players are still engaged. It's not a matter of trying or effort. It's a matter of, are they going to have enough quality bodies to put on the field that can actually win at this level? And I don't believe that they will.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Yeah,
I mean, this is, you know, I'm not picking on them. I'm not making fun of them. This is just the reality, okay? I mean, Joe Schobert's telling us yesterday that Christian Kirksey's the heart and soul of the defense. You know, he's coming back or going to try and come back this week. I can't imagine he's anywhere near 100%. Apparently, Jamie Collins has a sprained ankle. We learned that yesterday from, you know, Greg Williams. Demarius Randall's playing through a groin injury, even though he told us yesterday that he got great news from the doctor he went and saw last week. So you have guys that are out there gutting it out, playing hurt, you know, trying to make some things happen. But and while a lot of teams have, you know, players doing that, it's just, you know, the Browns don't have a lot of depth. The one thing that they got going for them, the injuries are all on one side of the ball. They're relatively healthy on the offensive side, so hopefully this offense can make progress, continue to gel, and these receivers stop dropping passes, and, you know, Baker Mayfield really is able to develop, play even better, and, you know, by the time we get to the end of the season, we're really excited about seeing Baker play in 2019.
Whether it was an ESPN article or Dan Orlovsky yesterday on these airwaves with Bowen Fox, we're starting to see some of that Baker criticism that has started to pile up and maybe just boiled at the surface, then now coming to fruition. Are you surprised in the past couple days we've seen people come out and say, you know what, maybe not only just Baker Mayfield, but maybe this rookie class in general underperforming for the time being?
Well, and, you know, you're asking an awful lot, too. I mean, Baker, obviously the number one pick, so there's a lot that comes with that. But I am not disappointed in Baker Mayfield. I'm not. I have really relatively no problems with what I've seen. Has he been perfect? No. Has he made some rookie mistakes? Absolutely. He's also not had a whole lot of help at times around him, whether it's from a protection standpoint, whether it's from an ability to actually catch the football when it's thrown to them standpoint. So I've not been disappointed in Baker Mayfield's play. I've been very impressed with how he's handled things off the field. I have seen many a team just completely collapse from within. I've not seen that with this Browns team, and there's already been a lot of stuff that's happened through nine games, Jonathan. So that's why I said, you know, I'm not ragging on the Browns for my belief that this season's just going to completely come unhinged and they're going to lose a ton of games down the stretch. It's just the reality of bodies available to go out there and perform at the level that's required to beat the teams that they're going to play. And a lot of these teams are playoff teams, and obviously the Browns just aren't in that class just yet. But I am very impressed with what I see from Baker Mayfield, not only on the field, but, you know, from behind the scenes. The guy really hasn't flinched.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, will wrap it up with this. We were talking about the coaching search to start the interview, and obviously the Browns have a beat on everybody else. There is some talk that Jason Garrett's going to be out at the end of the year in Dallas. Yeah. I think this could be the year they actually do make that change. Mike McCarthy could be out with the Green Bay Packers. It could be John Harbaugh, if they don't make the playoffs again there in Baltimore, could be out. How would you rank the Browns' coaching job with all those other jobs? I'll even throw in the Jets because Bowles could get canned at the end of the year. Where do you rate that Browns job compared to all the others?
Well, I think that the Packers job would be one just because of Aaron Rodgers and the consistency and stability up there in Green Bay. I probably put the Browns at number two. Baltimore's got a lot of questions. They certainly don't have the cap room to play with that the Browns have. And the Cowboys are a three-ring circus with Jerry Jones running it down there. You know, Jerry, Hall of Fame owner from the 90s and the Super Bowl teams that he built, but I think Jerry's just, quite frankly, lost his fastball. So I would probably rank the Browns as the number two job behind Green Bay, but it's pretty close behind. It, you know, Green Bay's 1A. I'd say the Browns 1B. Again, because of the youth, Baker Mayfield, you know, Denzel Ward, Miles Garrett, they've got cornerstone pieces here. There's a lot of salary cap space to play with. John Dorsey is an excellent talent evaluator, so this will be a very desirable job come January, Anthony, regardless of, you know, the final record this year.
All right, Dale, appreciate you coming on as always. We'll talk to you again.
You got to enjoy the game this weekend.
All right, there he is, Dale Ryder on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.